First Baptist Church of Redmond, February 24th, 2019. Guest speaker, Nathan Phillips. Walking Worthy.
This morning we're reading from Colossians 1, verses 10 through 12. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being faithful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy.
Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light.
Thank you once again. Thank you for having us. For those of you who don't know, my family are with BLF, up on the screen, Bibles and Literature in French. We do Bibles and Literature, and it's all in French. So some people ask if we do translate other languages. We only do French. Sometimes it's translated from English. Sometimes it's just written in French by French authors. But we are located in the north of France, near Belgium. We live so close, we get gas in France because it's cheaper there. Yeah, gas in Belgium. So I'm going to read today from Colossians 1. Paul wrote this book to one of the smallest churches that he wrote to. Of all the churches that he wrote to, this is one of the smallest churches. So I think of our church in France is about the same size, or it's a little bit smaller than this church here. We got some young families, but it makes me think about Colossians because it's a small group of people. Our town in France, where we live, is called Boussois. Can you all say that? Boussois. Yeah, very good. So I'm going to read from Colossians, starting in verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Since we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, of which has come to you indeed in the whole world as it is bearing fruit and increasing as it does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace in truth. Just as you learned from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant, he is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to you the love in the Spirit. So this church is one of the churches that Paul is writing to. And one interesting thing that I found out about studying Colossians is that Paul, before writing this letter anyway, he hadn't gone to this town yet. He hadn't visited this church. From studying, it was actually Epaphras reporting to Paul. It was Epaphras who learned about the gospel through Paul's ministry. I think it was in Ephesus or Athens that Epaphras came to know the Lord there, and then he went back to his hometown in Colossians. So Paul he cares for the church in Colossians, and he wants the best for them, and he's writing to them because he heard how good they're doing, but he wants to encourage them in things. But he hasn't been there yet. He has a more of an indirect ministry. It's not like some of the other churches where he's been there and struggled with them. He actually hasn't been there yet. It's like a lot of ministries, or even you guys. It was really cool seeing the pictures on the screen of people that you guys have never met directly, but you guys have an impact on. And that's how Paul feels. If he really has a heart for these people in Colossians, that's how we can do a lot of missions, is a more of indirect. God calls some people to go. For some reason, he called me to France. I never thought I'd go to France. But he calls everybody to be involved in missions. And you guys can be involved from a distance, still having an impact. And I think it'll be great in heaven when we can actually meet people and spend time with people that we haven't had an impact on, and people that have had an impact on us, and be able to make all those connections. It was really great to meet a couple when I came back to America one time, who was actually instrumental in getting me to France. Was his name is Walter Zerflew, and he served many years faithfully. And when they were semi retired, they were representatives for BLF. And he actually went around to different churches talking about BLF, actually, but they weren't actually in France. They were just retired in France, retired in America, going from church to church. And that's how I found out about BLF. But it wasn't through seeing him in person. He actually went to Northwest Baptist Seminary, did a presentation, and then a friend of mine picked up a brochure for me and gave me the brochure. And that's the first time that I heard anything about BLF. And through that brochure, I was able to start my life as a missionary. But it wasn't until several years later that I actually got to meet him in person and thank him and his wife for their faithful ministry. And actually, the same couple is who got Annie indirectly into the ministry too. So they're like a matchmaker as well, because we actually met on the ministry field. I was there full time, and Annie came on a short term trip. And that's where we met, and then we got married a couple of years after that. So it was just great to see how Paul has this indirect ministry with Colossians and wants them to keep going. He heard about how good they were doing, and we can have that same role. He didn't have Facebook or anything like that where we can see what pastor is doing. We can see the KFC thing on Facebook, but Paul didn't have that, but he wrote letters back and forth. This next section, partially we just read, I see it as a list of goals that God wants us to have for the church in Colossians and also for us. And I read 9 to 12. And so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, bearing fruit in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, for endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints. There's a lot of stuff going on there, but Paul, what is expressing in his letter to the church, that he wants him to have wisdom and knowledge of God's wisdom and understanding. I see wisdom as not only knowing things, but also making the right decisions. Someone who's very smart may not always be wise about what to do and how to use the knowledge they have. I see understanding is also more than just knowledge, but understanding is like when you go to the desert and you know it's going to be hot, but the first thing you say is, it's hot. Like when it was cold recently, you know it's going to be cold outside, but you don't realize it until you go outside and you say, oh, it's cold. That's understanding, is when you get to that realization of, okay, this is what cold is, or this is what hot is that living God's truths through that kind of personal experience understanding. That's what Paul wants for them. And our goal at BLF is that everybody have this understanding and this knowledge of God and God's will. So we do books for kids. We ship books all over Europe, and we ship books to Africa. In Africa, they're a lot more open to the gospel, but unfortunately, they tend to mix in other religions, or the health and wealth gospel, or even their tribal religions, they'll mix in. So when it comes to Africa, they want to know about God, but they have a tendency to have it very shallow in their faith. So what BLF focuses on with Africa is books for training leaders and growing the church there. So we have this book is by Robert Clinton. This is one of them that we do called The Making of a Leader. And so this is just in a series of leadership books. This is one of the ones that we could send to Africa. And we love reaching Africa. It's actually there's over 20 countries in Africa, and it's actually one of the largest populations of Christians right now in the world is French-speaking Africa, and it's growing rapidly. So we try to be on the forefront of training leaders. About every year there are conferences that focuses on training evangelists in Africa. So we participate through literature every time they have those conferences. So that's knowledge. He wants us to be filled with knowledge, but it's not just knowledge to have knowledge. It's so that we can walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. God has called us to walk in a manner that's worthy of the calling that we have. So that every moment that we're awake, every moment we're speaking, that we can please God in what we do. He also wants us to be strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, with endurance and joy. Being strengthened to endure joyfully and patiently. I think we all need to do that because sometimes it's easy, strong. It's one thing to be strong, it's one thing to be patient, but to be strong and patient is a kind of a strength that we all need, I think, sometimes. Sometimes we can be just focused too much on strength and pushing through. Sometimes we can just wait and not do anything, but to be, to have all endurance and patience with joy, I think is something that we all need no matter what our circumstances. We need to be enduring through being close to God, whether that's God telling us to go and do something, or sometimes God, whether it be through sickness or something, God's telling us to slow down and just be there with him. For those that don't know, strength is something that comes up a lot because our son has a mild case of cerebral palsy, and so he lacks some strength on his right side and coordination, and so it's just something that we think about. But we pray for his strength, and we also just pray for him to love Jesus through that. He's done a lot of improvement through therapy here. I was going to say here in France. Here in Seattle, he's recently started some physical therapy, and also before he's had physical therapy in France. But what I like at the very end, he says, thanking God the Father who has qualified us. I like that because when he's not asking us to do these things or to be a certain way on our own, he's the one that's qualifying us. He's the one who's giving us this strength and this joy. And he's the one who's empowering us to walk in a manner worthy of the calling that we have. In verse 13, it says, so all this list of things that he has for the people in Colossae goes down to verse 13, because he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sin. That's the gospel message. We have redemption and forgiveness of sin. We were in darkness, and now we're not anymore, and we can thank God for that. But the word gospel in France, when you say gospel, that word, they don't think about anything religious or related to the church or anything spiritual. They think of the style of music, the gospel music with all lively and dancing and things. And just recently, I guess it was about a year now, because was it big? So almost a year ago, the few churches in our area are, I guess the area, if you count all the little towns, would be about 50,000 people, and there are only four evangelical churches. One of those is about 150 people. Another one is about 30 people. That's ours, and there's two of them, other ones that are really even smaller than that. So we all got together, and we decided how to reach the neighborhood or the surrounding city was to put on a gospel concert. And it was a great outreach. It was very difficult in the beginnings, coordinating everything. We put it on for free, We had a group come up that does gospel concerts, professional and everything, and they do it for free, basically. They just ask that we put them up in different houses. We had a family stay with us. It was really fun, and there were over 850 people that came to the gospel concert. The gospel was presented, but more than that, it was the leader asked for people to get connected in a local church and go visit, don't just hear the gospel. So that was great. He was able to encourage people to get connected with one of the four churches. There wasn't just our church, it wasn't just the other church. And it was great for some of the people to hear about Jesus the first time. And it starts off, most of the songs are in English, but then he gets to explain a little bit what that word means and what that song's about. And it's a great, great way to share through a fun American thing that all the French people are really into, gospel music. It's really cool. So BLF was able to be involved in that because it's in the same area, and we supplied these gospels. It's evangile.net, which literally means the gospel. This is the Gospel of John, and it's a really cool tool because on the inside, there is the Gospel of John on one side, and on the other side is a place to take notes, but also there's links if you want to go on the internet or just like flash it with your phone. You can see these really well-done videos about the section that they just read in the Gospel of John, and it really explains it well. What's going on there, really made for non-Christians, not targeting Christians at all. And so this is a great tool. We gave around 550 of these out to people that have probably never heard about who Jesus is before. So there's just one tool that BLF has to reach people. And because France is so lost, there's some really creative ways that we can reach people for the gospel. I'm going to read some more in verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions, rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body of the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him reconcile us to him in all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood on the cross. Through Christ we can see God. God, I don't know if any of you are visual people here, but I would much rather you draw me a map if you're trying to tell me to go somewhere than say go down to something street and turn left and then turn out the Chick-fil-A. I would much rather you just draw me a map, and I think that's what he's talking about here. He is the image of the invisible God. God took a piece of paper and drew Christ on a piece of paper so we could see the way to go. We could see who he is, and we could know, have directions then on. I'm very visual, and that helps me a lot. I think that's what God, he took that step to show us who he is through Christ. I think that's really encouraging, because sometimes we can think just the fact that he is preeminent, he holds all things together, and he is before all things. Sometimes we forget how big God is and how big Christ is, and that Christ is above all things. Recently, we had problems with our visa, and we kind of hope that health gets better or that things work out. But when it deals with government and things, we still think that they're in control. But in all reality, Christ is in control, and we need to have faith in Christ. No matter what the path is, he's still working things out. Our visa should have been ready a year ago. But instead, right before we left, we were going to renew our visas. They weren't ready. So we left anyway, coming to America July 16th. We did a road trip where we visited 38 states in 72 days with friends, families, and churches. And then our plan was to, in November, go back to France, renew our visas because they should be ready. But they still weren't ready. We flew all the way to France and our visas weren't ready. So again, we're trying to just knowing, have faith, and Christ is going to still working things out. So just recently, just last Wednesday, we flew to San Francisco for a special return visa so that we can continue the process. So right now, we're still waiting for that final okay, our passports to come back with the visa in it. And then in April, we're going to fly back to France and continue that process. So even in visas, Christ is preeminent. So we read in verse 21, "You who are once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he is now reconciled in his body, the flesh, by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach. If indeed you continue in the faith, steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and which I, Paul, became a minister." We were all, before coming to know Christ, we were all hostile to God. And that's how a lot of French people are today. You're only 1% of the French are evangelical Christians that believe in God, that believe in a creator that loves them. So there are very many agnostics and atheists and people that just don't love God. This particular book here is an encouraging story. His name is Guillaume Bignon, very French-sounding name. The book is called La Foi a ses raisons, which translates to Faith Has Its Reasons. The subtitle is Confessions of an Atheist Surprised by God. So this is very similar to the Lee Strobel story where he shared where Lee Strobel comes to know faith in Christ through research. And that's what this guy did. French are very into philosophy and figuring things out. And Guillaume was very against God, but through various circumstances that God orchestrated, he came into a church that believes in God and preached the gospel. And at the end, the pastor caught him and wanted to meet more. So he agreed to meet from time to time with him. And then after talking with the pastor, he realized through the Holy Spirit, he describes it as if he had a conscience, but his conscience was reignited. Like everybody has a conscience, but as Christians, the Holy Spirit reignites our conscience. And I think that was a cool way to do it, because we are dead in our sins and we don't see our sin. But then he saw his sin and he was able to, he's now a Christian. And he now lives in New York doing finance. But he's also he just recently wrote this book, and so he's able to evangelize using this. It's a great book for evangelism, for people to read, but also for Christians in France to be firm in their faith as an apologetics book. And this book has a potential to be translated into English as well. So we're excited for that. It's a great tool for Christians and a great witness to non-Christians. So this is Guillaume Bignon, Faith Has Its Reasons. I'll let you know when it comes in English so you can read it too. So that's just another book that we are excited about, showing how the gospel can be spread in France. I'm going to read now in verse 24. "I now rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I'm filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to his saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me. Paul was focused and he didn't want to be distracted. He knew that it was God that worked through him. And I think me, myself, as a graphic designer, God works in me through his strength. Later Ben will work and it'll be through God's strength, and wherever you are, God can use you, whether it be in ministry or just in your area, through his strength. The mystery hidden for ages, that's Christ, and what Christ has done for us. I'd just like to leave with you with a few prayer requests, and I'd like to encourage you to, like, if you want to support us, you can, but also you can sign up for our newsletter. We have a newsletter you can sign up for. We try to send out monthly reports on what we do and what BLF is doing. We do plan to go back after traveling to California. We do plan to go back to France April 24th, so it's coming up soon, and we're looking forward to it after being in America for almost 9 months now. So do pray for our travels, our support, our transition back to France. I think that's one of the most difficult things for missionaries, because you get so focused on going back to whatever country God has called you or whatever area, and then going back, not only culturally, but just trying to live in two places. Because we still have a house in France, so we just have to send money back to our house, and things keep going in France, and our dog, someone's watching our dog. So it's just hard living in two places. And also, another way you could participate in our ministry is you could come visit and serve for, you could go just with a passport for up to 3 months if you want to see what God is doing there. I think it's great that you guys are actively involved in missions already, and that God is using you here, and it's been great to report on what God can do in French-speaking places. So, yeah, thank you for your time, and I'll close in prayer. Dear Lord, you are bigger than our circumstances. You are bigger than our plans, our hopes, and dreams. You give us bigger things. I pray that we would look to you, and that we would walk worthy, that we would walk in a way that reflects our belief in a big God. Thank you for who you are, and I pray that we would walk out of here knowing that this world is not about America or Redmond reaching the world, but it's about you reaching people. Thank you for how you work in funny ways sometimes, and that we get to be a part of that. Pray for that this week. You can use us, and that we would get drawn to you. Please bring us to you. Bring others to you too. In your